Gerald Knox, south of Road 331, northwest of 4th Street, being Lot 20, Block C within Riverview Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Gerald Knox, 2631 5 Miller Street, Millsboro, Delaware. Not. Yes. How are you doing today?
Good evening, sir. Just fine.
All right, I'm here on a front setback. I installed a deck onto my front property on Lot 20, and it impedes into the 25-foot verification that the state lets me that I'm allowed. So I'm here tonight for a 7-foot verification for that there. That's basically all that I have as far as information-wise on that.
For the record, the setback requirement is 30 feet.
Right, but he said that when I have a deck coming off the front of the house, that they allow me to go 25 feet with the steps coming up.
Right, but since you are more than that 5 feet, then it requires a 13-foot variance, the full 30 feet.
Okay, so
six. I mean, it's a matter of, it's six and one half dozen the other.
Yeah.
One is those. The setback doesn't change. It's still
right.
30 feet.
Yes. I understand what you're saying.
What was the reason for adding the deck?
Well, they wanted some appeal to, it's like kind of an older neighborhood, and they wanted some appeal, so we looked at a 6-foot wide deck, and it just didn't have enough length for them to walk around or anything like that there. So we actually just went with 10 by 6, and that's when it impeded into.
Was there a permit obtained for this?
Yes, there was a permit. It was a new construction house. There's actually going to be two. You'll hear me in the next case, too, about the same thing.
Are you the builder?
Yes, I am.
So it hasn't been built?
No, it's already built.
Okay.
It's already built.
So
yes.
You obtained the permit?
Yes, I did.
And you saw it was 30 feet?
Yes, I did.
You still built it?
Yes, basically I did. I mean, there's no way to say that I didn't do it, because actually they changed the plan up a little bit with a bump out, and they put the door in the bump out, and then they wanted the deck to go off the bump out, and that's what happened.
And is there a roof over this, or is it an open?
No, it's just an open deck.
Open deck.
Just an open deck.
Right, there's no intention to enclose
it? No intention to enclose it or anything like that. There's just a basic standard deck. So they can come out of the house, and if they wanted to sit out in the front yard, because the yards are very relatively small, the front yard, so they can just actually sit on the deck.
Do we have any averaging?
Not in there. We've never done an average. A lot of variances, never an average.
Okay. You've been here before, Mr. Knox?
Mm-hmm.
Board of Adjustment?
No. You might be. I've been here probably about 4 years ago. You're probably looking at my brother just that came in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he looked at me like, yeah, you've been here.
Yeah.
Well, there's something about subdividing these lots, wasn't there?
Yeah.
That was
your application.
When there's something about these lots, when you're going
to be
subdivided
or something, and they got split.
That was
up
about
again.
4 years ago that I came on for Third Street.
Right.
Not on 4th Street.
No, but it was about dividing lots, so wasn't that right?
Yes.
That was you, wasn't it?
Yes.
We're not that old.
Nah.
You remember this stuff.
See, because the reason why I said that there, because my brother came in about dividing some lots.
Yeah, but I remembered you, though, sitting back there, right?
Yeah.
About 4 years ago?
Yep, mm-hmm. About 4 years ago. Yes, it was, sir.
I read it.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure.
So you're getting old,
but not from too forgetful.
You plan to continue to build in the county?
Yes, I am.
You intend to check your setback requirement?
Oh, definitely. I will definitely check it. We'll definitely check that.
We would much rather prefer that come and ask before the fact.
Yes. Than after. I understand 110%, and I'm definitely paying for it now.
How far does the house itself sit back?
I think the guy said it was about, I want to say something like 29 and maybe a half from the road, because they did just come back and redo the road, so they took some of the property that we have on 4th Street. They did a they refurbished all the old roads that they had in there that were 20 feet, and they added like another, so it's like 25 to 30 feet now wide roads back there.
You do understand we don't measure from the road.
I understand it. Yes. Yep.
So the house itself is in violation.
The house, yes, would be in violation even if we took the deck off for a half of, because that's what he was telling me. Forgot the guy's name that came out and did it. That came out and did the final inspection on it for the state.
You have a surveyor set the mark the lot for property?
He marked all six corners, the two corners and the middle corner from that there.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we take case number 9594 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9594 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case also has been taken under advisement. You may stay if you would like. There might be a decision made later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning.
Okay, I have the next case coming up too. Same thing.
Case number 9.